It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating. Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So, let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Well, this is not a leftover show. Bob's No Wake Zone boating radio show, Saturday morning after Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Coming up this morning, we're going to be talking with a couple of folks from Boat US. Scott Croft, the Vice President of Public Affairs, is going to be talking about some of the catastrophe team's work down in the Keys and where they are now with that. Plus, we've got Rich Carroll. And he's with the Marine Insurance Division there at Boat US. We're going to talk about stolen outboards and things you can do to protect yourself from having that happen to you. Also on the program this week, Nikki Poland. She is the executive director of the Michigan Boating Industries Association. We're going to talk about some legislation they got pushed through that really made a big difference in the state. And then we've got from Ameren, Brian Vance and Warren Witt going to be talking to us a little bit about shoreline cleanup and the lakes drawdown. So that's all coming ahead for you, along with a pretty vibrant Around the Waterfront news segment coming up next. But I want to mention to you that Boat US is a major sponsor of the program, and boy, they offer a great service for boaters. Not only just the $24 membership, which gets you all kinds of benefits, check it out at boatus.com. But you also get that, towboat protection, which is just another few dollars every year. It's $72 total for unlimited freshwater towing membership, and that includes the Boat US membership with all those benefits. Having that towboat, insurance is just a very good way to protect yourself anytime you're out on the water around Lake of the Ozarks or wherever you might be. Here we are. Let me give you the phone number. It is 573-216-4701. Either Captain Charlie Meyer or Captain Dave Anderson will answer that line, 216-4701. Check out more information by going to my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Right there on the landing page, you'll see a banner and a link for both Boat US and Towboat US right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Another thing is, our program has live streaming audio on News Talk KRMS. Website is krmsradio.com, and you can also pick it up later on boatradio.net. There's a download there, a podcast you can set up. Live streaming audio presented on the show by Smart Plug. Now, there's something about a warm cabin on a cold, damp day or night that makes winter boating rival the joys of summer. And we know a lot of people do it around the lake. Get a little portable heater going in there, or you fire up your AC, reverse cycle heat. And, you know, that draw on the power is exceptional when you're using your air conditioners or using your heaters. And the brand new Shore Power cords from Smart Plug really give you that extra amount of protection that you need. You can be confident that your Shore Power cords are not going to melt or burn up like those yellow ones have done in the past. You've probably had that happen to you if you've been boating for a while. Smart Plug, check them out, smartplug.com. You'll see a banner and link on my website, or you can also watch an installation video. I put a couple of them in. Only took about an hour or so to reinstall them and get that new protection on the boat. smartplug.com, or go to bobsnowakezone.com and click the logo. All right, let's do some Around the Waterfront news before we move on with our program this morning. Of course, last night was the first Deck the Docks cruise. Had a great time out there. Every Saturday night, every Friday night, every Saturday, and every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Let me get that straight. Now through December 30th, and you can make your reservations by going online to cruiselakeoftheozarks.com, or you can call 480-3212 for reservations. $30 a person for weekends, $25 for Wednesdays. Benefactors Cruise next Tuesday, November 28th, $125 per person. Not sure there's anything left, but you can check at those contact information numbers, 480-3212 or cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. While you're on there, you might sign up for the December 13th. It's a Wednesday night. We got a Lake Race Christmas cruise going to be going on the celebration as well. And it's a full meal provided by JJ's, and you get a bottle of wine. And you also get entertained by Donnie Larson, $75 a person. Proceeds go to Lake Race to get that thing fired up again for this year. All right, let's move into some around the waterfront news. A 50-year-old Duluth man has been charged in the July death of a Burnsville woman in a boating crash on Denham Lake near Cotton. Brian DeRoche was charged in the State District Court in Duluth last week and has been ordered to appear December 22nd to face two felony charges of criminal vehicular homicide. According to the criminal complaint, DeRoche was operating the boat with three people on board the night of July 22nd when they struck a boat dock. Now, DeRoche was taken into custody after he hid. They found him and got an electronic search warrant for the property he was on. The blood alcohol level for him, even after several hours of being in hiding, 0.14. And, of course, we know the blood alcohol level for most states now, legal limit, is 0.08. One other thing, let's see here. He could get the maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. 30,000 tons of trash removed, 58 miles of Missouri River cleaned up, 1,574 volunteers, 2,124 students, 252 teachers, 1,377 attendees to presentations, all part of the Missouri River Relief Organization. Quite a group of folks that do volunteer work, kind of like the ones here that do shoreline cleanup. Congratulations to you guys, and have a great holiday season as we roll into the winter months. The Coast Guard rescued a man who had fallen overboard from his vessel in the Atchafalaya River near Morgan City, Louisiana, this past week. Coast Guard Sector New Orleans watchstanders received a notification Monday from a maritime safety unit that there was a pleasure boat going around in circles, and it was unmanned. After inspection of the vessel and getting the crew to commandeer that vessel that was going around in circles, they happened to spot the man in the water. Thankfully, he had a life jacket on. Thankfully, he is in good condition.
Honey, let's go to the boat show.
Here's the Bob's No Wake Zone radio show, Boat Show Calendar.
Well, it all kicks off January 4th, the Overland Park Boat Show up in Kansas City at the Overland Park Convention Center. We should say Overland Park, I guess, not Kansas City. But that show is from January 4th, Thursday through Sunday up there. And we'll have some more information on that coming up with Mike Kanegi when we talk to him in a couple of weeks. The Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, downtown Bartle Hall, January 18th through 21st. Becca Doyle will be joining us in the coming weeks to talk about that show. Following that, the St. Louis Boat Show. It's Boat and Sport Show, February 8th through 11th at the Edward Jones Dome and America's Center. St. Charles is the host of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Show, March 8th through 11th. And then we wrap up the first series of boat shows for the year at the In Water Boat Show, April 20th through 22nd, over at Dog Days here at Lake of the Ozarks. Well, here's a story out of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Vessel salvage operations on St. Thomas saw success with the salvaging and returning of hurricane-displaced vessels to owners this past week. More than 50 vessel owners have requested and been granted special consideration federal assistance, with five vessels having been salvaged in Flamingo Bay and returned to their owners at no cost. To date, it looks like about 70 vessels have been salvaged through owner insurance, direct owner salvage, or use of the ESF-10 operations. There's more than 250 vessels that have no identified owner or owner intent that is unknown. They're urging you that if you do have a vessel down around there, that you contact them by December 1st, which is next weekend. If owners do not have insurance or a way of self-salvaging their vessel, they can request a special consideration for federal assistance. And there's a hotline here I can give to you. This is all done through the Vessel Owner Notification Hotline, 340-423-6353. We certainly hope you're not in that situation. Garmin Electronics has some news. They've acquired Navionics, a privately held worldwide provider of electronic navigational charts and mobile applications for the marine industry. Pretty much everybody knows about Navionics, and now they're under the control of Garmin, which is pretty cool. Navionics has been long known for a leader supplier of highly accurate navigational charts and mobile applications for boaters. That's Cliff Pemble, Garmin's president and CEO. I'm quoting him now. He says, by combining Navionics content with Garmin's Blue Chart and Lakeview TM content, they'll be able to offer the best available breadth and depth to cover our marine customers. Going forward, Garmin plans to retain the Navionics brand and will continue to support Navionics' existing customers. That's really good news. And congratulations to Garmin. We hope to have some more information about Garmin coming up for you on shows in the near future. Screen printing and more is done at Printed Inklings in Camdenton. Brand new location there on Highway 54, right across the street from the McDonald's location. Screen printing, embroidery, design, or freshen up your logos, they can do it all for you down there. Stop in and see Kelsey Jackson or call her at 573-692-5217. You find them on Facebook too, Printed Inklings. Time to step aside for a break on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, on FM at 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio too on krmsradio.com.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
You can call me Captain Bob. Paul Simon this morning. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS this morning. Coming up, we're going to get an update on the shoreline cleanup and also the drawdown, which is just ahead of us here at Lake of the Ozarks. We're also going to be talking to Nikki Poland, Executive Director of the Michigan Boating Industry Association. Some good news up there about school starting dates, and we'll have that coming up for you soon. Got a couple of guys from Boat US on the Boat US guest line this morning. Scott Croft, VP of Public Relations, and we're also going to be talking with Rich Carroll about outboard theft around the country. We mentioned last week to you that new sponsor, which is One Source Services, the solution. With hydrohoist lifts, they're going to have Wahoo Docks, Rock Works, which will provide riprap and also retaining walls, and some additional things we'll be telling you about in the next few weeks. Very excited about this. Hydrohoist, of course, going to be moving to a new location as well. We'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, to get a hold of them, Alex will answer the phone at 573-346-7505. We'll keep you posted on the progress, and we'll certainly have a lot more information for you next Saturday. Good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And today on our Boat US conference call line, we have not only Scott Croft, but also Rich Carroll, both from Boat US. Scott's the VP of Public Affairs. And Rich, this is your first time with us. You're the Boat US Marine Insurance Program and also the GEICO Marine Insurance Special Investigations Unit. Rich, it's great to have you with us, and as well, Scott, nice to have both of you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to talk about a couple of topics this morning. The first one, we're going to talk a little bit with Scott in reference to the catastrophe team that's been working down in Florida and Key West and all down through there, where and in Houston, where we've had these terrible hurricanes and stuff. So, and then we're going to follow up because what prompted my call was the fact that there's been kind of a rash of outboard motor thefts, and we want to talk to Rich about that and get some background, and then also find out a little bit about what people can do to protect their property that way. But Scott, first, you know, you guys have been down there a long time and an awful lot of work. 63,000 boats is what I saw in your release.
That's correct. As a result of that's damaged just the boats, docks, or any other infrastructure, but just the boats that are damaged or lost, and that's for both Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. You know, that means it's a pretty big season. This was not the worst year or season of storms on record. That probably goes to 06 with a bunch of about four storms, Charlie, Ivan, Jeannie, Gene, that came across Florida as well. But Irma was the killer here because it just simply covered the entire state. So I think as we stacked it up, this was looking like it's, and it's still not quite over yet, but this hurricane season will probably go down as number two in rankings. The worst storm, however, was Hurricane Sandy. It alone caused about $650 million in damage. So to put things into perspective, really Hurricane Irma was a big one for us as well.
Percentage-wise, what would you estimate boats that were totaled compared to those that might have some damage that can be repaired?
You know, I don't have the exact numbers, but I can tell you the far majority of vessels are repaired. Yes, there's boats that we never find. They're in pieces, or it's challenging to ever locate them on the bottom of the bay. But by far, I would say the far majority are repaired. And those boats in Irma, well, they'll probably be repaired not only all over Florida, but they maybe even go to Georgia and some other places to get some work done, I've already heard. We even had our own CAT team, one of our own surveyors, was affected by this storm and had his boat blown up into a mangrove as well, and he had to take his boat, I think, up north to Georgia or South Carolina. So there's going to be a lot of repair activity all throughout the South for the next 6 months at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, those listeners that get Power and Motor Yacht Magazine, there's a great article in the December issue, and it's got some amazing pictures of some of the damage down there. And, of course, a lot of us have probably seen some TV coverage as well. So,
yep.
Well, it's great to have a catastrophe team available and to respond quickly when there are disasters like we've just been through. All right. Let's turn our attention to Rich Carroll, who heads up the Boat U.S. Marine Insurance Program. And part of your job, too, I understand Rich is being an investigator for the Marine Insurance Division. So tell me a little bit about your background and how'd you end up there?
I've been with Boat U.S. since 2012. Prior to that, I was with the Insurance Fraud Section at the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General. I've been in and out of the business for about the last 35 years, so.
Well, that leads us then to our topic, which is how to protect your outboard motor from thieves. I got to tell you right out front, in 1976, we had just moved our little 14-foot Lund with a 65-horse Merc on it out to Colorado Springs, and it was winter time, so we put it in a storage lot, and in the spring, we went to get it, and guess what? The motor was gone. And, you know, it was in a secure lot with barbed wire fencing around the top and all that kind of stuff. So it was an inside job, we understand. But I was told then when I contacted Mercury that they said, oh, that's probably already in Mexico. And chances are you'll never find it again. If somebody buys it and tries to get service, it'll show up as being stolen. But, you know, that's been a long time ago. We've never heard a thing. So is that sort of the standard, or are some of these things ever recovered?
They are recovered. The level of sophistication for the recovery effort has improved over the last 30 or 40 years, so that's the good news. So is the sophistication level of the bad guys. A lot of them are recovered, but most of them are not.
Mm-hmm. Are there things that listeners can do, you know, because right now everybody's putting their boats away for the wintertime in most places around the country, not in Lauderdale, we understand, but in the middle part of the country and some of the outreaching areas, people are putting their boats up for the winter, and maybe they're on a dock, maybe they're in their backyard or in a storage facility like we were in. What are some of the things that people might do to add some extra layers of protection?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is they document the equipment. I can't tell you how many times we get a theft report and the insured or the repair facility can't provide the serial number off the stolen item. So documentation is real important. Photograph the boat, photograph the motor, photograph the serial numbers so that you have a record of them. When they are recovered, they can be identified. We also report all of our thefts to the manufacturers. And what happens occasionally is the manufacturer will run into that motor or that piece of equipment a year or two or three down the road when it's being serviced. Mm. And so there's another opportunity for that serial number to pop up in their system. And then notifications are made that item has been found.
I know there's some suggestions that engraving something inside the motor someplace that's hidden, you know, with your phone number or probably not your social security number. I wouldn't want to put that in there, but, you know, some kind of, email address or something so that if it did get recovered, it'd be easier to get a hold of the owner.
Yeah, anything you could do to help identify the property. But the serial number is probably the most important piece. When you start engraving social security numbers or email addresses or driver's license numbers on the items, it gets a little tougher to track it backwards.
Right. You know, there's a lot of gadgets on the market, too, that people can buy to, you know, help secure their propellers or their boat trailers or, any of the gear that might be stowed on the boat. There's some ways to secure that kind of stuff. So any of that, of course, is helpful because thieves are kind of lazy, aren't they?
Lazy and they're resourceful. Mm-hmm. One of the things I recommend is, you know, when you store these boats and these motors for the winter, take the prop off and take the lower unit off and take it home with you. A lot of these lower units are four bolts and you're off to the races. Well, the bad guys know that too.
Yeah, they can pull up to a dock that's on a boat that's on a lift and just back right in there and four bolts and away they go. So it could be happening pretty quickly. What about all these security cameras and things that we see and hear so much about now, you know, like the Rings and the... Well, some of those different brands that are out there, I suppose something like that would be helpful too, wouldn't it?
It is helpful, but the challenge with those things is most of the time these individuals operate at night, and a lot of these cameras don't have the nighttime capability and clarity that's required. The other problem is while you may be able to identify the suspect vehicle as a white F-350 dually, the fact of the matter is if they cover the license plate, you know, there's a million great white F-350 toolies out there.
So, right.
You know, it gets kind of challenging.
So one other thing, Rich, of course, is very important, and that's to have a good marine insurance policy. And Boat US has got those, don't they?
Yes, sir, we do. And we go to great lengths to help our insureds avoid the circumstance where they have to file a claim. And then once they do, we're very, very careful to provide the best level of service that we can give them.
Both of you guys, I appreciate you all very much. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Rich Carroll from Boat U.S. Marine Insurance and GEICO Marine Insurance Special Investigations Unit. And, of course, Scott Croft, VP Public Affairs, thanks for getting us together. And we hope you have a great holiday season, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks, Bob, very much for the opportunity.
Thanks, sir.
Boy, this break snuck up on us. Thank you guys very much. Do appreciate it. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades, and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.
Coming up next on our Boat U.S. guest line, Executive Director for the Michigan Boating Industries Association, Nikki Poland, will join us. Some very interesting information about what's been going on up in Michigan around the Great Lakes. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on a Saturday morning after Thanksgiving. Hope you've done away with all the leftovers. Oh, you have more? Okay. Yeah, good luck with that. Marine Max is one of our major sponsors of the program. Sea Ray, Harris, Boston Whaler, Nautique, and Brokerage, all at Marine Max Lake of the Ozarks. 16-mile marker or by road, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. Don't forget, they've got their satellite location headed up by Dave Leto and the crew right over there on Osage Beach Parkway across from the Outlet Mall. But if you're looking for a great place to keep your boat, they've got great winter storage opportunities available. And, of course, they're still doing some winterizing, if you will. Get a hold of Tawny Daggett. She's the Marina Operations Manager. You can call her at 573-365-5382. Get more information about Marine Max on their website, marinemax.com. Starting next week, we're going to do a weekly series with each of the different boat lines and tell you some more information about them and what you'll be seeing at the boat shows coming up starting January the 4th. Now, we also want to mention that Marine Max and yours truly, the No Wake Zone Radio Show, part of the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, and their website is LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. That's where you'll find all the information about all the upcoming boat shows that the dealers around the lake are going to be involved in. Good morning. It's nice to have you on our program this morning, and we want to welcome in another guest to our Boat U.S. guest line. Nikki Poland is the Executive Director of the Michigan Boating Industries Association, and Nikki, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing great. It's nice to finally get a chance to chat with you. Read an article earlier this month in Trade Only, and it's where I get a lot of leads for stories, and this one I found was very fascinating, so we're going to talk to you about the efforts that you've gotten to some great results in getting our school systems there to adjust their start and end dates of the year. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, Nikki, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background there in boating in Michigan.
Well, I am a longtime boater here in Michigan, which is understandable in that we have so many lakes and rivers and streams here. It's kind of hard not to be a boater when you live in this beautiful Great Lakes state. I've been working with the Michigan Boating Industries Association for almost 30 years now. Surprisingly, it's gone by very quickly in that this is such a great industry filled with people who are very passionate about this sport and who wouldn't love working in and around boats and boaters. So it's been a great run here with MBIA and our boat shows and all the association work we do for our members.
Now, do you have the Clean Marinas program there in the state?
We do, yes. We have a Clean Marina program, and it's been very successful. We just certified another 4 marinas, I want to say, and that brings us to a total of 54 clean marinas here in Michigan. We developed the online classroom that the other states are now using as well, which makes it very easy for the marinas to take the next step after they pledge. And we feel it's a wonderful partnership between education and regulatory and the retail side of things, and it's been embraced by the public at our boat shows, and we just see it getting stronger and stronger. So we're very proud of our Clean Marina program.
Very costly for a marina to join in and do the program?
It all comes down to value. It's not that much. It's only $100 to pledge. And then I think the certification fee is $400 every 5 years. The first time around, you get a 3-year certification. The second time you certify it, it's a 5-year certification. If you look at the benefits that come back to you through the program, the recognition by the public, the many, many places that we, MBIA, but also Pure Michigan and other organizations promote the list of clean marinas and brag about them. You know, there's a lot of great promotion and publicity that comes along with it. So I think if you look at the cost compared to the value, it's a smart investment to just bring recognition and to preserve the waters and the fisheries, which are so important to the success of our industry.
Absolutely. Well, I could see that value-added part of it being real important. Well, congratulations on getting some more marinas set up on that. Now, about a decade ago, the Michigan Boating Industries Association helped enact legislation that made Michigan the 11th state with schools that cannot open until after Labor Day. I applaud you, and I know there's probably people in our radio audience this morning that are clapping their hands for you as well. How did you go about, making this magic happen?
Well, thank you very much. We're very pleased with this as well, and I have to give credit to our previous president, Van Snyder, who was more a part of this initiative than I was in 2005. He's since retired to Florida, but we still are enjoying the benefits of that law. So in 2005, what happened was the Michigan economy was stumbling a little, slowing a little, and we needed a boost, and we knew tourism was a great economic booster. And so the tourism groups came together under a group called TICOM, Tourism Industry Coalition of Michigan, and put together a program that highlighted not just boating, but golfing, camping, fishing, all different types of summer activities, including tourism, and came together and passed the post-Labor Day school start law in 2005. And it worked. It truly gave a boost to our economy in Michigan here. And we actually have research that shows it's dramatically increased boating, fishing, and hotel tourism revenue in all areas of the state, especially in southeast Michigan. So it was a joint effort, and it truly has worked on our behalf for not only the economy and businesses, but also for Michigan families.
Well, that is fabulous, and I think many of us around our lake and other lakes around the country that do not have that in place would probably agree with you. There's probably substantial money that we lose, and it also cuts summer vacation time shorter for the families, so I would think that this would be an all-around good win. All right, so the next and last question for you this morning is, I was also reading that you guys are trying to work to save daylight savings time there in the state. What's the story there?
Same story there, in that if you are an outdoor recreation advocate and you want to get outside after work, and there are a limited number of hours in the evening, especially, in the summer when you really want to get out more and have a good chunk of time to boat or golf or camp, to lose that 1 hour of daylight is not good. You want to have as much time as you can to recreate outside. So that bill, luckily, is pretty dead here. It's not going anywhere, and that effort just really stalled. Nobody was very interested in moving forward with it, so we're not worried about that so much. Our effort really is going back on to the post-Labor Day school start, because, as you said, it hurts families, it hurts businesses, it hurts the state's economic impact, and really with no gain. There's no benefit to students. There's no benefit. There's no added school days. It's really just a convenience factor. And to hurt businesses at the convenience of others, this doesn't make any sense. So we're hopeful that this also will go nowhere, and we'll keep pushing to make sure it doesn't.
Well, and the increased tax revenues, I would think every city, county, and state would be interested in that for sure. Is there contact information where somebody that might be interested? Let me ask you this before we do that. Does this bill then apply only to public schools, or does it also apply to state universities and colleges?
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because not only do we want to keep this bill intact, there is a loophole that we need to fix. And right now, private schools, public schools that have a connection to universities, when you take the advanced classes that give you the AP classes that give you college credit, so you partnered with a university so that those credits through high school can be applied to your college degree, that's creating a loophole that we need to close as well. 125 of our 700 districts received waivers this year to start early, and we want to make sure that we can close that loophole and stop those waivers from happening. And we did get phone calls from our members that they noticed. They knew when those schools were starting again, because activity dropped significantly as the districts started opening up again. So Mm-hmm. It's truly impacting us.
Well, you know, it used to be this way. I mean, we used to get out before Memorial Day, and we used to start after Labor Day, and that was sort of the standard. And then things slipped away from us, I guess, over the years, and things changed. But it's good that you're getting things back in order and plugging those loopholes and those little leaks in the dam, if you will. Nikki Poland, Executive Director of Michigan Boating Industries Association, thank you so much. And let's give everybody your contact information, phone, web, email, whatever.
Absolutely. So our website is www.mbia.org. That's MBIA, like Michigan Boating Industries Association. Phone number here, 734-261-0123. And email is boatmichigan@mbia.org.
All right, perfect. Nikki, thank you so much, and continued success there with what you're doing with the Michigan Boating Industries Association, and we thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob. My pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity.
We are running a tight ship today, aren't we? Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Time to step aside for another break. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Echoes with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel,
fa la 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 la.
Hey, the Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. Take it, Russ. Fa la 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 la.
Dad, can you explain again what we're doing?
Sure, Russ. We're kicking off our fun old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select that most important of Christmas symbols.
We're not driving all the way out here so you can get one of those stupid ties with the Santa Clauses on it, are we, Dad?
No, I have one of those at home.
And a good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show from the movie Christmas Vacation, which we watch annually, and I hope you do too. Welcome back to the show. Brian Vance and Warren Witt from Ameren were on the KB Morning Show not too long ago, and thought I'd pull some of the information from there and play those back for you, because there was some really good information about the shoreline cleanup, so we'll have that for you shortly. Captain Ron's and Cannon Smoke Saloon would like to invite you up to their 2018 Wild Wild West New Year's Eve at the Stables in Sunrise Beach. Come dressed in Old West attire, enjoy a chuck wagon buffet, live music by Staggart, champagne toast at midnight, and lodging and shuttle services are available as well. It's always good to call ahead, 573-374-2600 for your reservations. That's 374-2600. Or you can go for more information, cannonsmokedatthelake.com, and find out some more information about that. Captain Ron's, of course, has been the is the home of the shootout, finishing up our 10th year, and going to be the 30th annual shootout next year. They are the official waterfront restaurant bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show as well.
Boating into the new year, the crew at Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show says Merry Christmas and a Happy Boating New Year.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's see. The fall cleanup for the shoreline around Lake of the Ozarks is all done. And I guess the first question for Brian Vance is, how did it go?
Another successful cleanup was had at the lake. We had 14 adopting groups go out, about 90 volunteers, and another 10,000 pounds of trash out of the lake that we won't have to worry about next year. So a great effort from our volunteer groups. A lot of these people that went out this year were groups that had already completed a spring cleanup, and they decided to partner up and go up the lake on some unadopted shoreline and hold a fall cleanup. So great effort by them. You know, just shows the need that 10,000 pounds of trash out of the lake in any one cleanup effort, that's still a significant amount of trash. You know, our program was modeled the same way as the Adopt a Highway program. It lets you adopt a section of shoreline, take it on as your responsibility to keep clean. And it's such an easy time anymore, and it's such a benefit to the lake. You know, if we hadn't been cleaning the lake for 24 years, we would be in a world of hurt.
And Brian, we heard that something very special happened with a great contribution to the program. Tell us about that.
That's right. You know, our long-term volunteer, Jerry Williams, he led the Camdenton Optimist Club and Kent Memorial Lutheran Church to over 60 cleanups in his career with the program in 24 years. And he decided that it was time to retire from the program, but he still had a great cleanup boat. And so he was considering what to do with that. And we knew we had a group up in the Rocky Mount area that needed a boat, and we contacted Jerry and said, hey, what's your plans with the boat? And he said, well, let me think about it. And just a couple days after his thinking process, he called and said, you know, that's a great boat. It's been a good resource for us, and it needs to continue on with the cleanup. So he he gave a really nice pontoon boat to our crew up in Zone 2 up in near Rocky Mount with Robert and Birgit Ellis. So it's great. That's the kind of commitment we have to the shoreline cleanup and the type of volunteers we have. And just to give a perfectly good pontoon that he could have put on the open market and got quite a bit of money for was, you know, just an outstanding gift. His cleanup crews removed over 1,000 cubic yards of trash in his 61 cleanups that he led. And just put that in perspective, that's 33 of those large blue dumpsters that we use every year. And just that one man and what he was willing to organize and the volunteers that he assembled, you know, that's a great accomplishment. And then to show that same community spirit and offer his boat to another adopting group was a great thing.
Some of the volunteers noticed that some of the coves were already cleaned up when they got there. Is that something that is sort of unusual, or what's happening with that?
You know, that's the other great thing about the lake cleanup is the literally probably tens of thousands of volunteers that don't get recorded every year, because now you can just go up and clean out your own beach. Who wants to come down to the lake and see a bunch of trash laying around on your shoreline as you're getting ready to have a good weekend, you know, and just, I talked to so many people, yep, we just went down and cleaned up the beach, got it all picked up, looking good, you know, for the next big day. So that's a great aspect of it. I'm sure we had that in the past, but it was such a daunting challenge that many people wouldn't tackle it. Now it's just so easy that everybody can get out there and participate.
And, of course, every year there are some unusual things found, bowling balls, refrigerators, gun in a jar. This year, anything unusual?
You know, we found a number of paddle boats this year, and they were all purposely sunk. They had holes drilled in them, and even if you think you're going to sink it, which is absolutely the wrong thing to do, somehow they always might wind back up on the shoreline somewhere, and then they're absolutely no fun to deal with. So, you know, if you have something out there that's no longer of use, you know, do the right thing and dispose of it correctly, because it all comes back. Nothing ever truly goes away. So, you know, do the right thing. So the paddle boats were obvious. And then Warren helped us with a swim dock that was made out of blue barrels. That was kind of an interesting challenge. It weighed somewhere about as much as a minivan. Waterlogged 2x6s are very heavy, so.
Thank you very much, Brian Vance. And let's turn our attention to Warren Witt's comments about Ameren's drawdown of the lake and the lake levels and what we can expect, you know, heading into the new year.
Our guide curve is 658 this time of year, right, in the fall. We're actually now, I think, about 657, 657 and a half. We are intentionally keeping the lake just a little bit below that guide curve because of that work we're doing, right, underneath the spillway section. It would be very detrimental to that project if we had to spill, so we're trying to give ourselves a little extra room. That doesn't impact most people on the lower end of the lake here, but people up on the west end, we know that does. There are probably some people that can't get their boat off with that 6 inches of water difference. And really that also depends a lot on how much Truman's discharging up there. But I just give people a heads up, this next 3 to 4 months is probably the only period that will have a little bit of impact on lake levels by the stabilization project, and that will keep the lake intentionally probably 6 inches to a foot lower than what we normally would.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
Well, we're coming up on CBS and local news here on News Talk KRMS. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Don't overdo it on the leftovers, and we hope you have gotten all the shopping in that you want to do. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Hey, thanks to our guests today. Of course, the audio from Brian Vance and Warren Witt. I'd also like to thank Nikki Poland back there from the Michigan Boating Industries Association for being with us. And we also had a great chat with our friends from Boat US, both Scott Croft and Rich Carroll. We thank you guys so much for being with us. Don't forget the Deck the Docks cruises are going on, started last night, and will continue on every Wednesday, Friday. Let's see. Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights all the way through December 30th. For more information, get a hold of the Celebration Cruise Boat at 480-3212, or you can go on their website, which is cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. Hey, I'm very excited about next week's program. We're going to be connecting up with the Commander Stone aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Mackinaws. They're making their way down to Chicago for the Christmas Tree Ship Celebration. We also will be chatting with the PR person from the Wonders of Wildlife Aquarium and Museum down in Springfield, Johnny Morris's place. It's fascinating, and we'll learn all the details coming up for you next week. Going to leave you with a boating song this morning on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach, 97.5 Lori, and 104.9 Osage Beach, and live streaming audio. See you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
She sits on a dock of fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice that she wants to come with me,
but your boat's not ship-shape. That's okay, skipper's review will get you on your way. Marinas, mechanics, satellites, and crew. Skippersreview.com will find it for you. Friends will tell you which ones to use in just a few words with their glowing reviews. Skippersreview.com, where boaters know best and businesses pass the test.